Metro FM, it's where you're at. Thank you very much to Lunch with Thomas and Pearl. Again tomorrow, they are on from 12 to 3. It is Sierra with Level Up. So what's the time? 8 minutes past three. Welcome to The Drive on Metro with Mo Flavor and Masechaba Ndlovu. Back from a humdinger of a weekend.
I can only imagine. You're asking about the time. Do you know what day it is?
Listen, I lost track as of Friday of everything in life.
Yeah. I thought so.
So Friday night was my birthday party celebration at Icon in Soweto. First of all, Masechaba, thanks for coming through.
Well, what a humdinger of a birthday party. So I never expected it. I was never ready for that birthday party. It was packed. But I must give it to you. You know how to treat your guests. I was hosted. Red carpets were rolled out. I got VIP parking right by the door, much to some people's disdain. Why?
not even I parked there by the door.
Nobody parked there by the door.
Sure.
So, and they escorted me in. I felt like a queen.
You see, oh, and if you had come through, bro, like if you got your visa in time, then you would have also got
an invitation firstly.
We knew you weren't going to come.
Exactly. I was free on Saturday and Sunday and Friday night. But anyway.
There's evidence everywhere, Owen. But a big shout out to Team Moisha, who had a fantastic performance. A band by the name of Kitchen Mess. And of course, Shekana, who...
Shekana brought it. She brought it. She made me want to climb the sofas just so I can see Shekana.
Sure.
The only thing I'd be mad at Shekana for is not performing Rose Gold. She teased us.
There are a lot of songs she didn't perform, actually. But we'll let her off the hook just this once. Uh-huh. So we are at it again on a Monday, and lots coming up.
Oh, my goodness. So someone who's been through the most from a talent point of view, an industry point of view, and from a controversy point of view is multi-award-winning soul singer Nathi Mankayi. He's here. He's in the studio talking about his new album, Iphupha Labantu, The People's Dream, which dropped today. And we'll also talk about many things we've not really heard the details about. What happened with him and Lance Sturr at Ghetto Rough? What is the situation? We know that, you know, it wasn't a pleasant exit. We'll get all the details in just a second.
And then former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe had a lot to say over the last couple of days. We'll look at all of that and perhaps... him saying, listen, I will not vote for ZANU-PF in Zimbabwe's elections. Does anybody really care? Well, we'll talk about that a little later. It's 11 past 3. Stay with us throughout the afternoon. You can send us your voice notes, 0715856157. And remember, when you tweet us, hashtag The Drive on Metro. It's The Drive on Metro with Mo Flavor and Masechaba Ndlovu. He's absolutely great. His name is Nathi Emathandweni. So he is a highly respected South African musician, one man who takes his craft more seriously probably than his own life, because when you listen to the music he makes, you would swear nothing else matters except the music. And it is a pleasure once again to welcome him back to the studio to talk about stuff, talk about life, talk about music and so much more. Nathi.
Hi, buddy.
All right.
Kuhle man akhona kunjani?
Ah, khonto, cha. All right.
Ngiyaphila manje, ngiyaphila kakhulu, ngisemandleni.
Ukhum nje.
Yeah.
He's always calm. So, I have to say the first time I met Nathi was on the rooftop at Lance's place. What is it called now? It's not Ghetto
Motherland.
Rough. Motherland Records. Mm. You were on the rooftop and we had gone up the stairs to go up and meet you. I don't even think you knew who the hell I was. No, for real though. You know, he was minding his own business, playing his guitar. You know, I met him in his element. And he's always been that calm person. So let's just get to know you, Nathi, the man who is in love with the music. Mm. Tell me about that time. Do you remember it first and foremost? I don't expect you to, by the way. I wouldn't be offended if you don't.
I'm going to go to the house. Bengcoma umsebenzi wakho imnandi kakhulu loo nto ya
ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Okay, mandizazise nguNathi, abantu bayayazi nguNathi wakamangayi. Ndiphuma e-Eastern Cape kwindawo kuthiwa kusemaclear, but ke ngokokuzalwa ndazalelwa eMthatha, yaqona. abantu kibi bakhathaza lonto but ke ukuzalwa kwami eMthatha ndizalwe ngoba utata mabe sebenza eMthatha ngelo xesha uyabo so ibali lam lonke liqala apho uyabo
Yeah, I know it often happens where we are born in certain places because a parent or our parents are there because of work and so on. I mean, we can talk a lot about your early beginnings, which at some point I'm sure will come up. But if we talk about the period with the two albums that you recently released, what have you learned about yourself in this industry in that period?
Yo, budam, ino ndifundileyo ngamgubana ngaba into xa ndiyenza ndiyayenzisisa, yabo. Xa ngaba into ndiyithanda ndiyakwazi ukuyimela yabona kweziphi na imeko ndiyakwazi uyimela ubana ngaba le nto into endiyenzayo futhi akho ndizawuma phambi kwam yabo so ndifunde ubana ngaba ndinguloo mntu njalo mhlawumbi okanye ungayithatha ngoba ndingumntu ostubborn yabo kodwa ke into xa ndiyimela ndiyayimela.
It's strange, Mashaba, because he's very calm. I can't even imagine Nathi angry or even in an argument, but of course he's human.
Oh, calm people scare me. I don't want to imagine that's a calm person angry.
That's the thing. You know, we can see he can laugh and smile, which is great. Uh-huh. But the other dimensions, and I just wonder what it is that just knocks him off balance. I mean, is there anything that knocks you off balance where you feel like you're not in control and the calmness just goes away?
Ndiyakwazi ukuphuma emoyeni xa ngaba undikhuphe emoyeni sendithi bana ngaba ndingomntu ndidalwe njengawe nam yabo uba nawe zikhona izinto ezicaphukisayo apha ebomini obviously nakum zizawuba khona izinto ezindicaphukisayo.
So speaking of certain things, you have quite a history, right? I've read various articles alluding to the fact of Hore, you are an ex-convict. So I still can't merge the two in my mind. How long were you in prison for?
Benisa Trongon, so I'm 8 years, but again, and upon Senza, 4 years. Okay, and the Konyalo, 4 years, yabo.
Yeah.
Then I 2 years, Pagating, and Lando Bananga, but he bendis Petega Gulabo. So yeah, Benisa, then could you 8 years?
What did you go in there for?
Danikojole am robbery.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did this event happen?
Yenzeke kaya emaclear, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now can you imagine?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You
look at this gentleman here. And you're like, but am robbery.
Yeah.
Nathi.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. So Nati's in the studio on the drive, Metro FM. We're going to be taking your calls on 089-110-3377. You're more than welcome to tweet us your questions at MoFlavorDJ, at Masachaba Ndlovu, and be sure to hashtag The Drive on Metro.
Metro FM, it's where you're at. Welcome to it. It's The Drive with Mo Flavor and Masachaba Ndlovu. We'll find out what's happening with news in a moment and the latest in sport, Davido Assurance. Nathi Mankai joins us in studio. He's got an album out, Iphupha Labantu, which is available online, and we'll give you more details on what is happening there. And given how great his previous works were, it is no surprise that the album is something that everybody's been talking about. Not to mention, of course, that he's a multi-award winner, amongst other fantastic things. Now, you know, before the song, we're talking about prison, and of course, beyond prison, there's also a different kind of bondage, that which is in your head.
Mm.
What are some of the other things that you've had to free yourself from, sort of psychologically, as you've been in the industry till this point?
Izinto napudam enkengbana ngaba engondo niyambe benfuno bana ngaba ndizisuse indo bana ngaba I past yam I tete. Umntu endizaba nguye ngomso yabo. Like izinto endlule kuzo anditsho uba bengafanelanga uba ndidlule kuzo, bekumele ndidlule kuzo khona ukuze zizondenza ndibe ngulo mntu ndinguye, zizondenza uba ndibone izinto ngale ndlela ndizibona ngayo ngoku yabo. So yeah.
Have you ever for a second thought of who you could have become had that not happened? Because sometimes sibona ngathi it's a punishment kanti it saved your life.
Yeah. Yo, siswam, uba ezinye izinto bezingenzekanga kum, mhlawumbi okanye ngiye ndingekho yabo. Mhlawumbi okanye ngiye ndingenguye lo mntu ndinguye ngoku.
Yeah.
Because bendingazuzithatha serious izinto ezindizithatha serious ngoku.
Sure. So how did you meet Lonster, how did you come into contact with Motherland and get your career started?
Ndidibene nabo sisami ngo 2015. Yeah. Ngoba bekukhona I competition ibikhona emaclear. So ndawina lo competition o Dane ndandanda recorda I album go Nechazel Brothers. So bava lo album but beningakaziwa ke ngelo xesha yabo. So banomdli bananga bangubani lo muntu ucula apha ngelucky ke uSipho osebenza nabo besike sidibane so wabaxelela bangunathi waseMaclear. So bazofonela umasipala waseMaclear ubaba nomdla ubananga bandenza ingoma novusi yabo. Yandenza ingoma novusi kanjalo ke yaqa lapho kwazana. And then Motherland. Banomla sasenze album ngegoku.
All right. We'll talk more about your journey there and ultimately what happened till the point where you started your own thing. And we've got a call on the line with Corny in Pretoria, but we'll come to Corny in just a moment. We need to get into the headlines and the sports to find out what else is going on. It's 3:30. We're hanging out with South African musician Nathi Mankai. Any questions for him? 089-110-3377. We'll talk about Mankai Media, the brand new album, and so much more.
This is Kid X with Mtano Muntu, and you're tuned into the Drive on Metro. It is 22 minutes to the top of the hour. We are talking to Nathi, who has become a household sensation. It almost seemed like an overnight sensation. Because he had an album titled Buyele Khaya in 2014 that released the single Nomvula. I don't need to tell you about how big that song became.
That album, 128,000 sure. copies, some of the stats that I've seen. I mean, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, he won the best-selling full-track download at the 22nd South African Music Awards, and the list is endless. But he joins us in the studio. We're taking your calls on 089-110-3377. Let's go to Corny in Pretoria. Corny, welcome to The Drive.
Hello.
Hey, Nati's here. Talk to
me. Hi, Nati.
Hi, Sikunjani.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Oh my gosh, I love your music so much.
Ngoska kakhulu, mama, ndiyabulela.
And I'm going to buy the next album. I have like the two other albums. So I'm going to get the next one.
Ngoska kakhulu.
Oh, keep up the good work. When I come to Pretoria...
sizaba sePretoria nini kanene? Go October sizaba silapho siyo sizaba ne sawuqala sibe ne nansika siyo signa iCDs kuthiwa inoni le Mall of Africa ngicela uzibe lapho uzanibona nalapho.
Definitely I'm going to be there.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. So she's clearly quite a fan, and she's talking about buying your third album, and it's called Iphupha Labantu. It drops today.
Yeah.
So you say it's your happiest album yet. What did you mean by that?
Ndibhekisa kule nto banangaba ubuyele ekhaya ibizingoma ezithetha ngentlungu, ibizingoma ezithetha ngobomi ebendiphila ngelaa xesha but ke ngoku ngokucacileyo ubomi ebendiphila ngelaa xesha ayibubi ubomi endiphila ngoku. So kule album ndizama uveza indawo endikuyo ngoku nendlela endiva ngayo izinto nendlela endiziva ngayo.
And how is that? How do you feel and how do you see the world now?
Budam ndiziva kamnandi kakhulu ubana ngaba ndiyakwazi ukuzenzela izinto ngoku andixhomekekanga ubana ngaba ndixhomekeke komnye umntu ukuze ndenze uyabo. So yifeeling emnandi kakhulu kumleyo ubana ngaba mandikwazi ukuzenzela yonke into endifuna ukuzenzela uyabo. And ke ngoku ya akusafani nakuqala, angeke ndiphosise ndithi kusafani nakuqala.
Yeah, it shows progress. But of course, before you move from one point to the next, there are things you have to go through. There are things you have to deal with. And in particular, your relationship with Motherland, it ended in some way or the other. How would you describe the way things happened?
Okay. Bekukubi kakhulu eMotherland budwam. Andifuna ukuphosisa. And okwesibini, ndifuna ukuthi kwi-artist ezicinga ubana ngaba mhlawumbi okanye ngenxaba bekuthiwa ndi-artist ethengise kakhulu bekumnandi, akuyiyo le ndlela ubujonge ngayo izinto, ayiyo le ndlela ububona ngayo izinto yabo. But ngoku ndiyaqinisekisa ubana ngaba umohluko ukhona yabo.
Usho ukuthini ma ukhuluma ngemhluko?
Ukhona umohluko sisi wami ngoba ndizimele ngoku, ndiyazenzela izinto ngendlela yam but ke ngelucky and ndi partnerisha negalo so ezinye izinto endinganakwazi ukuzenzela mna bona bayancedisa but ke ndizimele yaqona yeah.
I don't understand. There's a thing with some artists at the moment where the relationships they have with labels is just not great. What is the issue? Is it about the money? Is it about the way you are handled as an individual at a personal level and at a professional level? I mean, what really is the issue in your case?
Ingxaki budom ngokubana ngaba abantu benze ngathi unayo yonke into yabo. Abantu xa kuthiwa uthengise kakhulu bakulindele bana ngaba okay nyana uthengisile unayo yonke into. But like indlela i companies ezenza ngayo zokuthatha zikubeke pha e-TV ni bengathi yonke into right but ubomi bamanyanyana akukho njalo
so they're selling a perception
right. Yini bengekho right ku situation yakho
and bengekho right siswami ndobana ngaba ingxaki ibe imali imali bengazi kum ngendlela ekufanele bayiza bengayazi bayiyapi yabo zininzi izinto isithi zam bezithengiswa la ndijongile yabo but imali ungayazi uba iyephi zikhona bezithengiselwa abantu phambi kwam but ungayazi uba uye iyephi loo mali leyo yabo
bebebhatala kanjani
besibhatalana ngegig ukufika kwam ufika kwam igeto raf isigqibo yayisesobana ngaba okay sizawutsala 20% kwimali ye-gigs but izange benzele nto batsala imali like kuyo yonke imali ebendiyenza yonke imali ebendiyenza bebengatsali kwimali ye-gig kuphela
I mean we're talking about your album stats for Buyelekhaya which also came under Motherland right
yeah ndize naye Motherland ndize say ready yeah
and it sold they made a lot of money from that album
yathengisa kakhulu.
Do you feel you got what you deserved financially from that album? 128,000+ copies. I mean, that is a big number in South Africa.
Ubabendonele budwa ngendlela igeto rafi bisenza ngayo izinto ngingazange ndaphuma. Yebo.
We spoke about freedom earlier on and bondage. So he had to come out of prison and almost go into another prison watching things happen right in front of his eyes and almost feeling I would say helpless, but in terms of getting yourself out of that, what was it that was the tipping point for you? Because with every bad situation, you got to get out somehow.
Into endincedayo into yobana ngaba zange ndisayine contract nabo kwakungekho nto indibambileyo yabo
bongana contract
bengekho contract siyisayinile
so
kwakungekho contract siyisayinile
usebenze ungana contract
ndisebenze nabo ndingeyo artist yabo
ngomlomo nje
ngomlomo qha
nekawo handshake spirit
so bengekho contract isibambileyo yabo sure. So yona nto endenze ubana ngaba kube easy uba mandiphume egeto raf and andiya noba mhlawumbi baye bayilibala loo nto ubana ngaba akho contract siyisayinileyo xa besenza ezi zinto yabo so mna ndakhumbula uba akho nto ndibophelelayo kuba uba mandingaphumi ndaphuma.
Why do you think you didn't have a contract?
Ufika kwam babengabhelivi kulo mculo ndiwenzayo
nelilinyatho
andithi egeto raf ibiyindawo ye-hip hop nekwaito yabo lo mculo andanoba ndizawuthi ufike ngam so bebengabhelivi kuwo yabo so babengafuni ukundisayina yabo but ngenxaba abantu bava uba okay uyathandwa ngabantu lo mculo lo kwakhona bafuna ukundisayina xa bebona uba ndithengise kakhulu
so ndathengisebathini
ngesixhosa bathathe kancane
bandithathele phantsi so andabisasayina ndaqomba okay akho nto ndizayisayinela because ndi okay yonke le nto le ndlela bebendicingela yona ayiyo yabo so ngoba funa undisayina kuba bebona ubana ngaba ndiyeyona artist ethengisileyo so ndathi andizusayina.
All right, well, after that, there is more life for him, and we'll talk about what happens next and what is currently happening now as far as his career and his life is concerned. Nathi Ndimlo, like he put it, quite frankly. It's The Drive on Metro with fabulous, fabulous music. It is Nathi with Ndimlo. It is actually track one on the album Iphupha Labantu, which, by the way, is physically out in stores today. It dropped on iTunes on Friday. You're sitting at number what again? Do you remember? One. Is it number one on iTunes?
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Mm.
Jeez.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, the musicality in just the song alone. I'm just hearing the guitar and like the solos and oh my goodness.
I'm still trying to figure out where the song takes me.
Yeah?
Nathi, where does the song take you?
Hey, When
I'm still trying to figure that out. I've so many emotions.
Who's that way?
But I'm going to go to the coming of tenders. Can sit in dim low, like in the funu boza, Pago Tikuba, yea, pillend on the ends, layum, shambi, ipumekalin. Yabo. Because Gamma Glashagia wins a gizin, don't as bam shamogany when I wins in Duni.
Yeah.
Ogam shamogany, punishment, ogany, yabo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but coming of tenders, lingum.
Sure.
Yeah.
On that note, where do you stand? As we move forward, looking at your future, where does your relationship stand with Motherland Records? And I'm asking in view of the fact that Khonanebo Fifi Cooper, for instance, who's gone through a whole battle where at one point she couldn't play her own songs. What's the situation with you?
But kengoku sisa zambele ezinye izinto ukucacisa ezo zinto because kaloku eGetorafu ndafika nezinto seziphelele yabo akhondo banothi yeyabo yabo
yazwakala.
You spoke a lot about being responsible and being independent earlier on in different ways. So with Mankai Media, is that the responsibility and the independence you were talking about?
Yeah, but
and what is that like, considering that at some point you had no contract with a record label, Nat, and now you have your own entity? You must have had a lot to learn in order to have the confidence to say, I'm going to do it on my own.
Lennon City, Gosugi Lango, Agfanin, Nobananga, Bogutua Yang Up, and Yang Up, Pokto Yang Up, Yabo, Gung the Ayaz in Dundifuna, and the Ayaz in Dunfunuyens, Yabo, Motugum Kulu Akulu, and your artistic pale, a parting Ogu, Zconis in Dunkozenzango Guam Yabo, and his Fundileo Kubo, and Gon Mananga, but as in Yizindo, as a righty, these are the Sebenses ugly, as a wrong one, and these are the Sebenses, but again the Fundile Kul.
But you can never be alone. I hear a lot of artists saying, I've got my own label, but are you really on your own?
And the condo to put them kona bando abasin vinguama banga disayo yabo abafana no put China banins man banins abando and the seven sananabo esibambe song esibam seneo gle kamban and the condo to banditin this male
and dot. And you're certainly not alone in life because by the looks of things, Ingati, you found your. Nomvula.
Yes. No, I see there's a bit of weight gain. Yes.
And I see that too.
Happiness.
Our congratulations in order on your new wife, your new baby.
So senjubana ngabandi nomuntu endibamsene naye ke apha ebomini endincitsana naye ngelakhi namhlanje na ngiya olapha studio.
Oh, she's such a hottie.
And let me say, she's been so discreet in the corner. We've been talking to everybody else in the studio, but madam is discreet as if I get a call.
And you should have seen her face when they called her out.
Now she's hiding behind.
What a hottie. Well done.
What is it about her? What is it about her, Nati?
What
drew you to her?
Yo, into yonke budam. And that ndithanda indlela khuliswe ngayo. Ndithanda nendlela ayiyo yabo. Eyona nto yanitsalayo kuye kubana ngaba ndafumanise kubana ngaba ungumntana okhuliselwe enkonzweni, ungumntana othobekileyo yabo. Ungumntana oke wabetheka apha ebomini wasokola yabo, so uyabazi ubunzima ngoba kubalulekile ubana ngaba umntu abazi ubunzima angazuthi xa kunzima abaleka athi hayi andiyazi le nto ndijongene nayo.
So ndicela ukubuze leya ngoma leya, ngiyakuthanda ntombazana mna ngiyakuthanda nani nyanya.
Yeah.
Was that for her?
Ndicela
usiculele yona tu.
Ndiyakuthanda ntombazana mna ndiyakuthanda manyanya. Andaz indenze kanjani ndiyakuthanda ntombazana mna ndiyakuthanda manyanya andazi nenze kanjani
ngiphela ngamagama ngiphela ngamagama.
She's trying her best not to blush, but she's blushing all over the studio. She's melting like butter on a hot pan. All right, Nati joins us in studio. Any questions? 089-110-3377. More calls coming up. It's The Drive on Metro with Mo Flavor and Masichaba Ndlovu. Jacques with Dej Loaf at the club. It is 4 o'clock. Coming up after four, Dennis Foray, Hey Hey. That's the song we get to sing along to. Does Nati know this song? I wonder. We'll find out after the news. And then if you have anything else to say to him, you can send us your voice notes. 071-585-6157. Send us your questions and comments for Nati. It is four. Time for the news.
Deante and Brink Fit to Travel with Alliance to Christchurch and CAF has started to fight corruption, says Ahmed Ahmed. Details at 4:30.
6 minutes past four. Good to have you on today. Monday afternoon, back to reality and also back to the sing-along that we do every single day just after four. So we're going to play a song. We want you to sing along to the song while it's playing in the background and then record it as a voice note. Send it to us, 071-585-6157. Today's song is one of the biggest house songs you'll ever hear. Dennis Ferrer with Hey Hey. Nati, do you listen to house? No, but mina ngikhuluma ngehouse manje. Ungangikhaya general answer.
Yeah.
Is there a house song that you love nje? Any song? You don't know that.
Yihamba kanjani?
You can hum it as well. Faka khona ini manje. Ayivuki.
Yabona ndizikhohliwe ngubathi ndiyayimamela.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. Okay. So if somebody wants to remix one of your songs into house, by the way, what do you say? Hey, I'm sure somebody must have asked you before. Ukuthi bacela ukwenza i-remix. Abanye bazenzele.
Without
your permission.
Abantu abaninzi bazenzele. Yabo.
How do you feel about that?
Hey, putam. Qala yayindikhathaza yabo kakhulu, but ke ndiye nafumaniseka ukubana ngaba angeke ndikwazi ukuyikhontrola. Yabo. Kufana nokuthi mhlawumbe okanye ndizawukhalela uba kurimixwe ingoma kaBob Marley.
It's one of those things.
Yabo. So ithethe ukuthi indlela enibhala ngayo nendlela enicula ngayo abantu bayayithanda.
Sure.
So I sandikhathazi ngoku.
All right. Well, he loves house and hey, man, if you've remixed the song, he says it's fine. Let's move on. Sing along to Dennis Foray. Hey, hey. We're waiting for those voice notes.
This is Dennis Ferreira with Hey Hey, and this is our sing-along song for today. So your voice notes are coming through. I cannot wait for us to play them back to you.
Yeah, Nati just ignored the song like it never existed. And this was one of the biggest house songs in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So
even in Umtata, if I play this song in Umtata today, people are going to move.
Yeah, huh? So someone had the nerve to ask me about the language issue and say, okay, when you people are done with EC, maybe we can get back to South Africa. Chief, we are in South Africa. If you do not understand all the official languages in South Africa, then I have no words for you. I'd only be concerned about white people.
Well, there we go.
And I'm not concerned about white people.
Speaking of concerns, we have some voice notes coming in on 071-585-6157. Everybody wants to talk to Nati. Okay, before we move on to the other ones, we need to get this one out.
I was about to say, you know, this young woman, thank you so much. I think she repeated herself three times. Respect, 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 humility, humility, humility.
But that's the depth of it.
It's deep, the stings.
All right, let's proceed.
Share anything with you.
Hey. Dini wants you to pull some strings with her.
Is it just me?
She wants to pull your strings. We don't know.
Is it just me, or do some of these women sound like they're in bed?
No, they're breathing.
Nati.
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 And I'm glad that the madam is here, ne? So that she must also hear these things.
I'm like, I'm sure she's used to it by now. Uba enzani, Nati.
Hey, ukumphendula wena sisi wami, baninzi abantu abanomnqono osebenza nami yabo. Ndiyarhalela ukusebenza nabantu aba ngumbono wam lowo yabo uba ndisebenze nabantu abangakaziwa ukuphuhlisa italente ezingakabono yabo. So kuzawuthi xa selikhona ixesha sisebenze nabantu.
That's good. Bengizokhuza plus before uzikhuzile wena ukuthi ukusebenzisa amagama afana nokuhalela after voice calls like that.
No. Yeah, no, all right. Well, he's still here, so if you want to breathe at him, that's still good enough. You can give us a call, 089-110-3377, and we'll check out some tweets in just a sec. Welcome to The Drive on Metro with Mo Flavor and Masichaba Ndlovu. Justin Timberlake with Soulmate. Maybe you feel Nati is your soulmate, musically, of course. Like we heard in the voice notes that came through from a lot of the ladies, just expressing the depth of the love they have for the man. Express it further, because he's still here for the next 10 minutes odd. And remember, if you want to show him more love, get his brand new album, Iphupha Labantu, out in stores now and online as well. So we're going to go to Witbank and speak to Vusi, who joins us on the line. Vusi, welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you guys?
Very well.
Fantastic.
And you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you.
We're good. Nathan, my brother.
Hi, Bud.
Vuyile, Bud.
Ngosi, Bud.
Vuyile, Mhlekazi.
Tibuyile, Bud.
My brother, you know, there's one thing. I thought you were going to mention on radio. Laubia Kona, but yeah, now we know Gucci, Laubia Kona Gunjan. We know Gucci, there's a talent in a corner, a Pagat out there, you know. And you know, the guys are from Pagat, I feel like I'm a Pagat, I said, I don't want to open this thing in a punch. Man, I wish with my brother, we can just pave away from some guys about a punch or coming out of prison. Please, my brother, that you can just make sure what you understand and you don't forget where you come from. But you're doing the good things out there and you're
going to buy your album.
Well, you know what? The proof is certainly in the pudding. And thank you so much to all the people who have been tweeting and just expressing your love for Nati. And, you know, we will make damn sure, even if we can't get to all of your tweets on the radio, that he receives them in one form or another. So there's a general consensus that people are proud of how proud you are of your language and your heritage. Mm. It was obvious in the first 6 months of your entrance into the industry. But the fact that it's been so long and you are still insisting on speaking isiXhosa, I think that's sexy. It intimidates some people. But where do you get that confidence to remain grounded in your roots?
Sisamdicinga kwindawo esiphuma kuzo zizo zisenza bana ngabama sibonakala singabantu esingabo andikwazi uxoka ndizenze umuntu engenguye. Kuyanyanzeleka kubana ngaba ndibe ngilomuntu bendinguye kwasemvekhaya, uyabo. Ubana ngaba mna ndifile ubana ngaba ndikhululeka xa ndithetha isiXhosa. Andiboni ubana ngaba ingayingxaki komnye umntu because mna ndiziva uba ndiyakhululeka xa ndithetha isiXhosa.
Ewe, and I love the fact that you started a debate on Twitter. So because some people feel like, oh no, you know, he shouldn't just be speaking one language. People are like, listen, you better get to know the language because you live in South Africa. You know Afrikaans and you know English, but you got no shame that you're not willing to learn isiXhosa. Shame on you.
I'm curious about your relationship with prison now. Is there one? Do you still get contacted by amajita who are still inside? Are there prisons who come to you and say, Nati, come talk to the guys? Does that still happen?
Iyenzeka bhuti wam kakhulu. Bendike ndaseBoksburg ndiyothetha namabanjwa ndiyobakhuthaza ndiyobabonisa ubana ngaba bukhona ubomi ngaphandle but ke ngokuxhomekeka ngendlela oziphatha ngayo xa uphuma petrongweni, yabo. So yeah, ndiyayenza loo nto ubana ngaba ndikhuthaza abantu abangaphakathi, yabo.
All right, he's more than just the person who makes music, he inspires as well. Metro FM, it's where you're at. This is The Drive with Mo Flavor and Masichaba Ndlovu. Playing for the first time on radio, this is Nati's single. One of the many singles from the album called Iphupha Labantu. This is Uzozibonela. Uzozibonela. You know, when I listen to the song, I feel like going to a jazz festival.
I know. I feel like getting married again.
You know those ones?
No, for real. I mean, doesn't this just want to make you dance and celebrate and just enjoy life?
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. Nati, you are happy in the song. You're very happy. Now I believe you. So this is the song that's driving everyone crazy, huh?
Yole.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be one of the biggest songs in the spring summer of 2018. I can just feel it.
No. It already is. I feel like can we fast forward winter now? Winter's over now.
No. This is
Nati's
the,
here now.
This is the song that ended winter.
Yes.
Winter's over.
Official.
Because of the song. All right. We wrap it up with Nati in just a second. Let's get into the headlines and the sports.
Lastly, Titan CEO Jacques Faure has reiterated that he will commit to his role at the cricket franchise. According to last week's report, Faure was one of the leading candidates to take over as CEO of the Blue Bulls Rugby Union. But however, he's saying that he will stay put at the Titans following all their success they've had in recent years. I'm Owen Honey for SABC Sports on The Drive.
More sport coming up in an hour. We're wrapping up with Nati, who has come here to tell us where he is in his life. He's happy, which is great because a happy artist is an artist that will give the music that we love and the music that we want to hear. But it doesn't mean you mustn't stay true to your feelings, Nati, as much as you're happy, but we want all the shades of Nati, not just the happiness. If there's pain, we want to share in the pain. You have a tour coming up.
Yeah.
We are happy.
Yo budam dizawamba yonkindawo angeke ndithini dizawo yapi napi but dizawamba yonkindawo Eastern Cape yonke
obvious
yeah Western Cape sizawuphuma nangaphandle siya kuma Lesotho
kuma
Botswana yabo so sizawuzambana ngaba sifikelele kuzo zonke indawo ezinabantu abathanda umculo.
So your album has dropped today, Iphupha Labantu.
Iphupha Labantu, yeah.
Where do people find it?
Bayifumana koma music kuyo yonke indawo ethengisa umculo. Yeah.
All right. And where do they find you on social media?
Bayifumana ku Facebook at Nati_ Nati Mangai. Ku Instagram _ Nati Mangai.
Yeah.
Na ku Twitter kanjalo.
_
yeah.
Mangai.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nati Mangai. We
ku
love
Facebook,
you.
Facebook Nati Mangai kuphela.
Siyakuthanda mina mnathi ngiyathanda mnani nganya.
No, it was coming.
Andazindenze kanjani.
No, it was coming. I was just waiting for the moment. Nati, thank you so much. Carry on being the wonderful artist that you are. I love the fact that you have taken control of your life. It's great to see. That inspires, just that alone inspires a lot of people. So all the best. And we're looking forward to this album, Causing Havoc, all over this coming spring summer. All right. All right. And there we go. South African musician Nati on The Drive. So earlier on, we invited you to sing along to some Dennis Ferrer. Woo, this is what went down.